East Coast FM's Mind Yourself.
Oh, excuse me. Okay, just to say, our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, says, Leo Varadkar says, there won't be a time limit on how long you can stay at a table when outdoor dining and pints begin on June the 7th. So you can stay as long as you like, as long as it's outdoors. Now, our number here is 087-7711-103. Mind Yourself is back, and today we find out about Hike for Hope that aims to raise vital funds for Jigsaw, the National Youth Mental Health Centre. Clubs and communities are getting involved in Hike for Hope. They can do so by walking and running and hiking and swimming and kicking a ball, all sorts of things. And last year they raised €45,000 for mental health, and most of it was raised through people virtually hiking within their lockdown restrictions. To tell us more of this year, we're joined by young volunteers and ambassadors Dean Murray and Tara Handley. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning. Let's start with yourself, Tara. Tell us about Hike for Hope this year.
So, Hike for Hope is a virtual event organised by South volunteers to raise vital funds for Jigsaw, a charity that offers expert mental health advice and support to young people aged 12 to 25 across the country.
And how will it actually be expressed this year?
So, what people have to do is they will sign up, and it is quick and easy through the idonate.ie. So signing up, firstly, you choose your challenge, then register with idonate.ie, and finally lace up your boots and get active on May 28th to 30th and share the hope. People can do it individually, so choose a hike or trail and challenge yourself to complete it, or else you can do it in a team, and teams can virtually climb a mountain or walk a trail of their choice. The distance can then be divided up between the teams, and these steps can be tracked through mobile devices.
Oh, very good. Very innovative. And Dean, tell us about, you know, the significance of Hike for Hope with Jigsaw and the work that's done.
So sort of the donations that's coming from Hike for Hope for Jigsaw, you can help us continue supporting our young people and our families through jigsaw.ie. And when people are raising money, they're helping Jigsaw to continue pioneering research like My World Survey 2 into what life is really like for our young people.
Tell us, Dean, what's the difference, you know, between 2020, 2021 and the pressures with mental health with young people, and what was there prior to that, say, 2019, 2018?
I think it's that because of lockdown, there's been a lack of connection for young people from 2020 to 21, and they've sort of, some of them have missed out on big milestones. So I've even missed out on saying goodbye to my college friends and sort of ending that time as a group. And then some young people haven't had a chance to actually finish school properly, and it was just abrupt endings, and they've lost connection. And for the first time, some young people are starting to feel anxiety as the world starts to open back up again. So it's why it's important that when we're hiking for hope, it's to show young people that the communities care and that we're giving hope back to young people.
Right, and before I go back to Tara, Dean, what effect has that had on you? The fact that these milestones in your life, the things, expectations that you would have had and enjoyed, that they didn't happen?
So it's difficult because you're sort of just, it's over, and you haven't really marked the end. So we're finished the degree next week, but there's no real end to it, and we're hoping to sort of meet up whenever restrictions will allow it. But it's still sort of nearly in limbo of not having fully finished or not being able to even volunteer in person anymore.
Yeah, pretty tough. Tara, how has it affected you?
Well, for me, I'm quite the same as Dean. I'm currently a college student, and I started my first year of college last year, and I'm yet to complete a full single year in the college itself, so that can be quite difficult. I've not yet graduated. But for me, it's been quite difficult not seeing my friends, because when you're in college, friends are from all over the country, and they can even be from all over the world. And with the COVID-19 pandemic, that means it's been a year and a half I've actually seen my school friends. So a lot of massive milestones in not only my life, but a lot of young people's lives have been, they just haven't had them. So in terms of people doing end of school exams, their debts, their graduations, their semesters abroad, a lot of people have really, really missed out. And I feel, obviously myself as a young person, I feel the same, that we've missed out on quite a lot of milestones in our lives.
And what did you do? You know, the days were long, particularly in the winter, and I know there's study involved, but how did you occupy yourself?
Well, I found getting out, getting active, taking up new hobbies was kind of the best way to kind of keep myself occupied. Walking the dogs was a major one, quite a lot of walking dogs.
Yeah.
And ringing my friends. One of my best friends actually moved abroad to go to college, so that was even a harder blow. So calling my friends every day, actually Zoom calls, a lot of Zoom quizzes, as you can imagine.
indeed,
yeah, that's
yes.
That was kind of all that really kept us occupied during the winter, other than exams and assignments.
Yeah, and yourself, Dean?
So it would have been seen as a hard, and it was getting out and getting active. And then I took it as a chance to start reading again and to start playing video games. But for winter I was sort of lucky because I was on work placement for college, so a lot of the day was filled with doing work placement, even though it was over Zoom, but it still filled a good chunk of the day. And then I'd have Zoom calls in the evenings with Jigsaw for the different projects we're doing.
Excellent. So you fill the time, but of course it's not ideal and so much pressure's in there. So how do we support Hike for Hope then? Tara, you gave us the info later. Just to repeat the top line of where people can find out information.
Yeah, so signing up is quick and easy and it can be done in three simple steps. So firstly, you choose your challenge. I myself, along with five other Rover Scouts, have taken on the challenge of the Ring of Kerry. So that's 262,400 steps. So that's the first challenge, is picking what trail or hike you would like to do. Then register with idonate.ie and finally lace up your boots and get active on May 28th to 30th and share the hope.
Excellent. Okay. Well done, you two. And thank you for being so comprehensive, telling us all the information there. Dean Murray and Tara Handley from Hike for Hope in aid of Jigsaw, the National Youth Mental Health Centre.